Roger, Will, Austin, and Steve back at Fisher Field as we get ready for the third quarter of play. Warsaw Athletics would like to thank their generous corporate sponsors for the 2023-2024 school year and the following premier sponsors who have made live video streaming of Tiger home sporting events free on the Tiger Broadcast Network and also on the Tiger YouTube channel. In cooperation with us here at News Now Warsaw, those sponsors are Sim Financial, Faust Landscaping, Boggs Automotive, Lakeside Chevrolet, and Summers Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Tigers set to receive the kickoff to start the third quarter. So far this season, their opening drive of the third quarter has been their best drive. It's hard to imagine that being true unless they run the first play 80 yards or whatever into the end zone.
I think what we're going to try to do is just establish a two-score lead. That's really important. Warsaw needs to march it down the field and get two scores up on these guys. That way, if they make a big play, it doesn't break you.
DeFreitas has the ball teed up right on the X at the 40. Let's see if Nate Anders might try some chicanery here to change the game. DeFreitas runs to the ball, and he kicks it away. And this will be returnable. This is Isbell. Oh, it bounces at feet, but bounces up to him at the 5. 10, 15, 20, 25. Still going. Lost the ball, and it goes out of bounds at the 32-yard line. That's Warsaw's second fumble. They have not lost one yet. They do have the one turnover on the interception that was run back for a touchdown.
I don't know if he had a problem with seeing the ball, or I don't know why he didn't catch it in the air.
Looked to me like he was afraid. Like he wasn't sure. I don't know why he would be, but he looked very tentative about that. Unfortunately, it hit him right in the foot and bounced straight up to him.
Yes.
That saved the Tigers about 25 yards in field position. From the 32-yard line, opening play from scrimmage in quarter three. Zollinger off the right side, breaks a tackle, spins around, still going all the way to the 39-yard line. Actually, they're going to mark him all the way to the 40-yard line. So that would be an 8-yard gain on first down for Zollinger, and that puts him at 198 for the game.
Roger, I noticed they've got 8 in the box, and they're a lot tighter to the football. So they realize they've got to get control of the fullback situation.
After the gain of 8, second down and 2. Ball right at the 40. Brock, Zollinger again, big hole, there he goes, 45-50, 45-40, 35-30, 25-20, caught from behind and thrown down by Edmond at the 18-yard line. Zollinger up the middle, running free, and only the speed of Josiah Edmond kept him out of the end zone.
Once you break it against a team that's putting 8 so tight to the line of scrimmage, it's going to be a big play like that.
Wow. Warsaw over 300 yards rushing now. 11 minutes left to play third quarter. Tigers 24, Panthers 21. Tigers in the red zone again at the 18. Zollinger up the middle, jumps over the pile at the 15, goes down at the 14. That's a gain of 4 more yards for Reed. After the gain of 42 on the play before. Well, somebody from Northwood, somebody who follows the team closely. Oh, we got an injured player down on the field. That's Ponce, who's down. I get the feeling it's a cramp. He doesn't seem to be, I mean, he's in pain. Here comes the training staff out to attend to him. And while they do, let's take a quick 30-second break, Steve. We'll be back in 30 seconds with more on News Now Warsaw. Ponce walked off under his own power. He is now over on the sideline sitting on the bench being attended to. It was not a cramp, so there is something there. Second down and 6 for Warsaw at the Northwood 14. Zollinger up the middle, bangs off a couple of Panthers, and gets inside the 15 down to the 12. Give him 3 more yards, and it's, well, let's hold on. Well, they put the ball down at the 11. So It'll be third down and four coming up for Warsaw as we pass 10 minutes left to play here in the third quarter. Warsaw leads Northwood by three. Warsaw certainly in field goal range, but they would love to score a touchdown on this first possession of the third quarter, put the Panthers down two scores. And whistle sounds, and did Northwood call timeout? They did. Timeout Panthers, 9:41 to go in the third. Warsaw 24-21 leaders over Northwood. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Ponte missed one play. He's back out on the field, and they'll need him. Third down and four from the Northwood 12. Warsaw leading by three, but threatening. Option plays. Ollinger up the middle. He's got room, and they got a first down. Down at the four-yard line. Eight more yards for Reed, and another first down for Warsaw. .933 left to go in the third. 24-21 Tigers, but 12 feet out from upping the lead. Ball in the middle of the field. Warsaw headed toward the south end. The white lights have taken full effect. Zollinger up the middle. Big hole. Touchdown. Touchdown, Tigers. Zollinger again. He's got the hat trick. Warsaw leads 30-21.
Nice job by the right side of our offensive line. That veer really looks good. Reed's making really nice decisions on angle, and that was a nice drive. Much needed.
His third of the game, his seventh of the season. And now Smythe to make it a 10-point Tiger lead. Snap, spot, kick is away, and the kick is good. 9:17 left to go in the third. Warsaw 31, Northwood 21. Back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Smythe to kick off with the Tigers up by 10. 9:17 left to play in the third. Smythe kicks it high and deep and into the end zone.
We'll take it.
Yeah, every time against this outfit especially. So Smythe now with five scores and one other kickoff is five out of six. And the other one was really, really close. So now Northwood's back on the field. 10 points, they don't sweat that. However, after losing last week, there has to be a level of concern on that side of the field. They've got the people to make it up basically in two plays. Raiders got a back beside him. He'll hand off. It's Landon Perry, I believe. Yes, Perry on the carry. He gets 2 yards out to the 22. We saw Keegan Statz come back out on the field at halftime. We had not seen him since he was helped off the field, and he has an ankle injury and will not return. Second down and eight. Ball on the far hash, mark wide side of the field, left side of the formation. And again, they hand off. And this time, the Tigers have it read, and it's going nowhere. It's going nowhere. It was Perry again, and this time, it was Wilson on a blitz. It's a loss of three, back to the 19. It's third down and 11.
I was concerned that Warsaw, with a two-score lead, might come out and think they need to play soft. But, you know, the group that they are and the coaching staff that we have, so far in two plays, they've been real aggressive.
Third down and 11. Play action fake. Raider throws it down the field, and it's caught by Tuggle. What a catch at the 29. He's got a first down out to the 37-yard line. Holy cow. What a catch. Any other kid in the conference, that's an interception because the Tigers had a guy waiting for it back there. Tuggle says, first down Northwood.
He was surrounded by four Tigers, and His leaping ability is really impressive.
You can see why Georgia might like a kid like that.
Yes.
Raider with split backs on first and 10 from his own 37. Whistles, flags. Tuggle throws his head back in the far side. I think it was on him. It's a false start against the Tigers. And by the way, the referee threw his flag too. So it wasn't just one guy that fought it. Both guys did. That's an 18-yard pass play. in which Rader missed his target by 3 or 4 feet, and Tuggle just said, "That's okay, dude, I got you." It's amazing. First and 15 now, ball backed at the 32-yard line. Rader, again, two backs in the backfield, hands off to Perry. He gets hit back behind the line of scrimmage. He's going to lose a yard back to the 31. That's Beam on the stop for the Tigers. Isaac Beam came into the game tonight with 18 solo tackles and 15 assists. And it's second down and 16 now for Northwood.
Johnston did a really nice job of assisting there, too. He's squeezing the play inside, which you have to do.
7:10 left to go in the third. Tigers lead Northwood by 10. They fake the handoff. Rader, quick fire over the middle. He's got Tuggle, and Tuggle makes the catch and gets out to the Northwood 40-yard line. Check that, not Tuggle. That is Trey Woods. Woods makes the catch, gets out to the 40-yard line. It's third down and 7 coming up for Northwood. And I'm guessing that if they don't make it here on third down, that they will definitely go for it on fourth down, down by 10. Rader takes a snap, play action fake, steps up, hit as he throws up the sidelines, out of bounds. And there's, a flag comes down now. The Northwood coaches were screaming in the air, the official. And remember the guy earlier in the game who signaled touchdown when there wasn't one? That ball was so far out of bounds, it almost hit the water coolers on the table by the track. Pass interference against Warsaw. That's a 15-yard penalty and a first down. The Warsaw fans, as you can hear, don't like it one bit, neither do I.
I don't understand an official being comfortable enough to throw the flag that late. That was forever after the play.
Well, I will tell you this. There's an IHSA officials observer here. He's writing. Rader started to call the play. Now the sideline yells at him to change the play. 6:32 left to go, third quarter. Warsaw leads 31-21 over Northwood here at Fisher Field. Rader signals the play, then backs up. He will fake the play, fake the handoff. Steps out of the pocket, rolling left, throws it out. Got a man wide open over here on the near sideline. That's Jonah Gruzer, and Gruzer's got the catch and is knocked out of bounds on the Tiger sideline at the 21-yard line. There went a Tiger within 15 yards of him. He kind of blended in with the sidelines. Warsaw forgot him, and he's got a big gain for a first down, and the Panthers are on the march trying to get the back within one score.
Yeah, that's got to be covered by an outside linebacker because they ran the corner off deep.
Tuggle and Woods, the far side of the field, which is the wide side. From the 21. Rader with Perry to his right. Will hand off to Perry. He'll try the middle. He'll get nothing and like it. That's going to be a loss of a yard back to the 22. Johnston was in there, but he wasn't the first. Rosas made a big deal. Gaberich gets a break as they bring in Chase Carl to play defense. Second down and 11. 5:40 left to play here in our third stanza. Warsaw leading by 10, but Northwood is on the march again. Rader takes the snap, fakes the handoff, quick throw to the middle, got his man Woods. Woods will be tackled from behind at the 20-yard line. Woodward on the tackle. Got him around the ankles, would not let go. It's a gain of 2, and third down and 9 coming up for Northwood.
I like it when the defensive line stems late during the cadence. They move and they slide down the line of scrimmage. It hurts offensive blocking.
Ball in the far hash mark, third down and 9. Wide side of the field is the near side. They run Perry in motion. They look. They fire to the middle. Got a man wide open at the 10-yard line. It's down to the 5-yard line. It's going to be first and goal Northwood. Down near the 4-yard line. The catch made by Seth Russell. Another big third down catch for Russell to the 5-yard line. First and goal Panthers. 4:50 left to go in the third. Tigers still leading by 10, but the Panthers are inside the 5, officially at the 4, first and goal. Perry to the right of Rader. The senior claps his hands, takes the snap, fakes the handoff, pump fakes. Now he's going to take off on a run. Got to the 5, got to the end zone, lost the ball! ball. He lost the ball. It's taken by the Tigers. Going up the far sideline, Villaba. He's all the way up past the 40-yard line. Raider was going in to score and lost the ball at the 2-yard line. And Villaba was right there and took it away. What a turn of events that is. Northwood was about to score to get to within three, and the Tigers have taken it away. Holy cow.
What a great play by Villema. Just a heads up. Here's the football. Here's a gift. Nice job.
And by the way, Villema can run. Tuggle was the only guy who could catch him. And he did catch him.
I don't understand what happened with ball security there from their quarterback. Did you see that?
I don't know. Even through the binoculars, I could not tell. It sure looked like somebody reached out a hand, but I didn't think he was that close. Well, that's one we'll have to watch the film to know. Well, Warsaw with a great chance now from their 43-yard line, up by 10. Zollinger up the middle again, pushing defenders across the midfield stripe to the 49. Reed Zollinger, 8 more yards. And whistles sound. The official stopped play for something. Oh, Zollinger's going to have to come out. Did he lose his mouthpiece?
I don't know. That's interesting.
Looks like it's an equipment issue. He's fine. Robbie Hoffert into the game at fullback. Second down and 2. 4:08 to go in the third. Warsaw leads 31-21. Brock hands off. Hoffert pulling forward. I don't know. He's down under the pile. The official spots him past the 47. That would be a first down. It is a first down. First down, Tigers. Hoffert on the carry. Give him 2 yards and move the chains. 3:55 left to go here in the third. Warsaw 31, Northwood 21.
How about a little ball security?
From the 48 of Northwood, Brock. Hoffert again gets spun around, got a yard to the 46.
Now that's a veer play, Roger. That's designed to go a little bit farther out into B and C gap area, and the Northwood Panther corner came flying in. So get ready for Michael to make them pay for that.
Zollinger's over here. He's walking around. He's got his helmet with him, but he's still on the sidelines. By the way, if Brock decides to keep it, he could run for a while. Second down and 9. Northwood showing blitz. They're coming. And up the middle it goes. And there's Brock. And Brock gets spun around by the face mask. Are there flags flying in? It doesn't matter. It's going to be a first down after a gain of 11 for Quentin Brock. Looked like Brock got grabbed by the face mask and slung around. Zollinger back in the game. 2:59 to go in the third quarter. And Warsaw's got their 17th first down of the game.
Yeah, I thought that was a face mask because a player is not going to spin around that fast even if you're hit really, really hard. I don't know. It's tough to see that.
From the 36 of Northwood, Zollinger back in at fullback. Wings on either side. Zollinger up the middle, breaks one tackle, still going, pushed down at the 31-yard line. 5 more yards for Reed. 32 carries, 272 yards for Warsaw's number 17. I'm not sure if Patrick is here or listening and watching. Your brother's doing you proud, big boy. Big time.
Yeah, that's really impressive.
Second down and 5 from the Panther 31. 14 minutes left in the game. 2 minutes left in the third quarter. Brock. Hands off. Zollinger again. 3 more yards down to the 20. Well, actually, to give him 3 yards down to the 27.
Now, this is the point in the game, Roger, where teams start to get frustrated with Warsaw's style of play. Personal fouls and penalties and stuff like that can rear its ugly head if you're not disciplined.
Third down and a foot coming up for Warsaw. Play clock at 13. Game clock at 1:19 here in the third stanza. Brock, hands off. Solinger, first down and more, all the way down to the 20. Took three guys to get him down to the turf. Clock stops when they move the chains. 1:10 to go in the third. Tigers 31, Panthers 21.
That gets old after a while, tackling a bowling ball all night.
Yeah, there comes a point at which you just don't want to do that anymore. Northwood starting to creep people up to the line of scrimmage, even more than they already have. Brock with a long count, offsides. Northwood trying to do whatever, and look at this. Their defense, some of their guys on defense doing five push-ups right here on the field. Side of the ball down to the 15-yard line. What a turn of events. Northwood, Raider was going in to score. I mean, literally, he was at the two and on his way in. And somehow the ball came out. And not only did it come out, but it went right to Daylor Villema, who took off at full speed, ran up the middle of the field, and was tackled at the 42. And now Warsaw's got the ball at the 15 with 30 seconds left to go in the third, up by 10. Brock, Solinger, bounces off a one, bounces off a two, still going, and he'll be marked down at the 12.
That was an impressive job by the right side of Northwood's defense.
And that's going to do it for the third quarter. Warsaw 31, Northwood 21. We're back in 60 with a fourth on News Now Warsaw.